Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Lee and Haley Overtime Podcast, brought to you by Damiano. It is fantastic. It is wonderful. It is lovely.
You can't find it on your phone.
I can't get my phone to work. Because I just want to give you the phone number.
Damiano Pizza, Pasta, Beer, Cocktails, located right by UK's campus in the heart of downtown Lexington.
Across from the new Target.
It's not new anymore, Lee, if it's been there 2 years.
That's new. They're located at 503 South Upper Street in Lexington, Kentucky. You can call 859-303-8375. The best deal going in town, really, as far as cocktails, because their happy hour lasts forever.
It's like noon. I think it's 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yes.
If it's not 11 a.m., it's noon.
Half off if you sit at the bar there. It's fantastic.
It is amazing. They have such a great happy hour.
And the dirty little secret is it's essentially a lot of the dishes you get at Frankadino's.
Mm-hmm. Same ownership group.
Yeah,
Frankadino's, the lovely upscale Italian restaurant.
You don't have to pay quite as much there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Their margarita pizza, add pepperoni. I've told y'all before, it's the cheat code. It's the best pizza in town. It is so delicious.
So go see our friends over at Damiano.
Yes. You saying that number made me think. I got into this conversation recently. We may have before. How many people's cell phone numbers do you actually know by heart?
None.
You don't even know your dad's cell phone number?
No.
Your brother's cell phone number?
No.
Have they not had the same numbers forever?
Probably.
You never knew them?
I know my grandparents' number.
House phone. Do they pick up when you call?
744-0307.
Yes.
Now, yeah, they've been dead a while. That's the only number I know. If I lost my phone and had to dial you, I know it's 615 and that's it.
I know, and I got into this conversation because, like, back when I got a cell phone, I didn't get a cell phone until I was 16, but it's like, before that, I had to know my dad's office number, my dad's second line at his office, my mom's cell phone number, my dad's cell phone number, my home number, and my grandparents' phone numbers.
Yeah.
I knew all those by heart. Those are still the only, and my siblings' phone numbers. Those are the only numbers I know by heart. Other than that, I know no one's phone number. I know your phone number because we use it for work a lot. Mm-hmm. So in the event of an emergency, I could call you. You want me to give it out right now?
Sure.
Text us. Get on the line.
But only ladies between the ages of 75 and 18 should listen.
Interesting. You started at 75.
Yeah.
75 is your target market.
I cut off there because now you're as old as my mother.
Mm. Your mom is 75?
Well, no, not really. She's 73, I think. 72.
Young
73.
Gun.
She's dating a dude younger than me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And how does that make you feel?
You don't know
her number, her cell phone number by heart?
No.
I feel like, yes, we're in the day and age where we don't need to memorize numbers. They're all in our phones and technology and stuff like that. But sometimes we get caught without technology. And I think my take on this anytime I have a conversation with someone is like, yes, you have people's numbers in your phone. There are still, even in this day and age, back in the day we needed to know it because you had to actually dial it. Now, there are still numbers you need to memorize. It's a small list. But
911, that's it.
You're going to call 911 if you lock your phone in your car and you need to call someone for help.
No.
Then who
somebody,
are you?
Look up, Grot the Lock Doc or Pop a Lock.
You get hit by a train and you're laying under the train.
That's 911.
You somehow survive.
That's 911.
Well, no, you're dying. You're dead.
Oh, you want me
who
to?
Who are you calling to say goodbye? You can't call anybody. You're going to call 911 and tell the 911 operator, my
So I
God.
Finally get some peace.
Yes. But no, my take is there are still a few core numbers you need to memorize. New is with us. He's running. He's our, what am I calling him right now? What do I call? Sound engineer. Anyway, Nua, do you know anybody's numbers by heart?
Yeah.
Do you know your wife's cell phone number?
Yes.
Thank.
I just learned it.
You did?
Yeah.
You have to. Yeah. You know your parents. Do most of the numbers you know, are they because you knew them before you had a phone or before you could to save them?
I know my parents and my brothers.
See, I'm the exact same way. I've memorized a few core phone numbers since then. But beyond that, even my absolute best friends. No, don't know. I know maybe one digit of their phone number. I could tell you probably the area code.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So anyway, let us know. Write to us. Do you memorize numbers in this day and age?
I love how you always do that. No matter what we talk about, you go, write to us.
Well, I like...
You're desperate for correspondence.
I am, and honestly, I'd like it in paper form. Mm-hmm. Write me a letter. Nobody does anymore.
By the way...
they're listening, and sometimes... I know when I listen to podcasts, oftentimes if I'm listening in my car, I love to laugh out loud at podcasts or talk or respond like a psychotic person in my car or when I'm cleaning the house. Those are my two favorite times to listen to podcasts, or when I'm exercising. But I love to laugh alone like a psycho, or I'll respond. They'll ask a question and be like, yeah, and I'll be like, oh, that's crazy. And I want to write in, so maybe you do too. What is it that you need to say that is so important that you can't wait for me to finish a thought?
I need to tell Nua to text his cohorts to give us topics.
He doesn't know any of their numbers. Yeah, as you guys know, every single week we ask our staff to submit random questions, topics, ideas that they want Lee and I to respond to on the spot. You are offered the same opportunity. Write to us at ideas@leeandhaley.com and send in anything. Ask us anything. Share a deep, dark secret.
Share a photo.
There is a girl on Instagram, and I cannot remember her account. I'll have to find it. Like, I couldn't even look it up right now. Mm-hmm. But she does this thing, and it's tell me something terrible that's happened to you in your life, and I'm going to share them to make everybody else feel better. And so people write in these deep, dark secrets or shameful things they've done or cringy things they've done anonymously. And she just posts them on her Instagram story with funny pictures of herself. Like, you got it, girl. Hang in there. It'll be like, what's the deal? Like, oh, my male best friend and I finally started dating. We signed a lease to live together. I move in next week. He dumped me last night. Like, and she's like, ooh, yikes. So it's just like, and it's just to show everybody, like, because we oftentimes have a feeling that we're the only person that doesn't have our life together, which is so not true. And I love this girl because she'll have 30 of these in a row of people that's like, oh, no, everybody's life is not perfect. And they're all hilarious.
My life is perfect.
So even write in. Tell us something hilarious or cringy or bad that's happened to you, or just awkward, or just a stupid thing you've done.
I was hanging out with my cousins yesterday. I went to Chase is a big fan. Well, so, and oh, by the way, hello, Liza,
Will's daughter. Your cousin, yes. Will's daughter. Will is a very dedicated listener to this podcast.
Yeah, and so is Chase. You know,
is Chase too? So they're both your cousins. Yes. You're all first cousins.
Yes. Well, I don't think Chase is. Okay. I don't even think Chase is related.
Oh, okay.
I think it's just a guy.
His first name is actually cousin.
He's a vagrant we picked up.
But Liza is your cousin Will's daughter.
Yes.
I've seen her before. She is a little princess. Liza, you are so adorable.
And she listens to the podcast.
She does?
Yeah, so watch what you're doing. Anyway, we were talking about...
We don't recommend this podcast for anyone under probably the age of 15.
Really? She and Will went to Vegas.
She and Will went to Vegas?
No.
How old is she now? 8?
No. Will and Liza's mother went to Vegas. Amy. But they went to the big, what's it called? The Sphere. Which I wanted to see.
Oh, I want to go there
too.
So
now,
bad.
Now, Will's some weird, he's got these hippie vibes sometimes. Which, you know, I should have beat it out of
you
him.
You take it personally.
I do. Mm-hmm. But he went and saw Fish. The band.
Oh, I envisioned a fish.
No, but he talked about how wonderful it was. And listen to this, Nua. Apparently, what Will told me, they've got like 160,000 speakers that are aimed at sections. So your experience may be, they could actually broadcast or perform in a different language. Because the beam of sound goes to this section.
So specifically directional?
And you can't hear it. If you're on the...
Oh, I'd take that as a personal challenge.
So
I'd sit right in the dividing line and I'd listen this way a little bit and then I'd go like this.
But he says you can have a conversation with who's sitting next to you, but it's impossible to hear who's behind you. Just because it's coming at you. And he said that you could, like the cymbal would be on the left side, the snare on the right, and the way they could rotate the sound. And this is a gigantic concert venue.
Yes.
But look at this new technology. They're piping right at you. They're blasting sound in a specified way.
I'm sorry. The Sphere is the greatest thing America's ever done. That's how I feel. Every time I hear something new about it, I'm like, look, guys, we finally done it.
What about Hoover Dam?
I'm obviously making a joke, you troll. Mm. Liza, do not call your friends names. It is not nice. No, I just think the Sphere is just so bonkers and cool. I want to see a show there.
Yeah.
But I'm going to wait till it's someone I want to see. Sorry, Fish. I'm not interested.
I'm not either in Fish. I wish I saw you too, though.
Yeah. I would actually really like that.
Yeah. And it was all synchronized, the video to the music and the sound. And,
uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah.
But I didn't get a chance to do it because I had to get back here to work with you people.
So sorry. Okay, well, what else is going on? You're still, when I asked you, hey, come over, we're ready to take the podcast, I heard you doing labored breathing and grunting and slowly getting off the other chair, the couch you were sitting on in the other room.
It was giving birth.
Wow, congratulations. Mm-hmm. What I think last week or the week before, you had really bad back trouble. You'd kind of thrown your back out. Is that the issue still?
Yeah, it's not as bad. I mean, I can bend over without thinking about it.
And you could not do that if you could. If something fell, you'd hear him go, oh, no.
Well, I wouldn't even attempt.
You'd kind of squat.
I'd have to squat or get on my knees. And
seek out the Lord's help in prayer.
Right, because I couldn't. I don't know what happened, but it's loosened up a bit. But it's still, if I sit for a while, it gets stiff.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, so come over here ready, and you
become
go.
Become an arthritic. But I have been walking, because we're in our new facility now. And by the way, if you're watching on YouTube, it should look different because these are our new office space.
Yeah, we told you last week, move into a brand new office. And we did a brand new office, and in Lexington, Kentucky, a brand new station. We now air on Fox 56.
Yes.
First episode coming Monday. First new episode from the new studio and new station in Lexington on Fox 56, Monday, April 29th.
We have been doing rehearsals, and we got a fantastic crew. A lot of people that we've worked with before. Our director is, who is the best director in my opinion.
Before we get to all that you were going to say you've been walking a lot the new place.
I was going to show you. Yeah, I walk to work.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, here's another story about a cousin. I'm walking to work and I see a young lady roll her window down and go, here we go, another fan interaction.
Please be 75.
And I look at her, wait a minute, I know that's Morgan, my cousin. And I go, hey!
Do you guys live on a family compound here?
And she's like, hey. I said, what are you doing? And she said, driving!
That's such a Nikita answer.
Rolled by.
Literal and joyful. Yeah. That's Nikita Jennings. Literal and joyful. Hello, Morgan. Let's say hi to all your cousins today. Now, is Morgan on the same side of the family as Will and quote-unquote Chase?
She's a first cousin.
She's a first cousin.
Morgan, Will, Cole, Drew, we're all first cousins.
Okay. You don't count your siblings?
Not those people.
It's like, I know she left them out.
Well, I mean, nobody cares about my siblings. I'm just saying we're all cousins.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so you've been walking to work because you live downtown and we're in a downtown area. So you've been walking. You've walked most days. We've been in here about a week and you've been walking.
Yeah. You know, I'm driven a little like once. And you irritate me, by the way. So
in regards to this.
So I walk here, but I'm terrified that I might smell bad because it's a hike. And it's 2.1 miles one way. And by the way, in the past 7 days, I have taken 92,455 steps. That's 38 miles. That's what I've done in the past 7 days.
How? What, are you walking to work and back seven times a day?
Well, then I may go walk downtown. I did 8 miles yesterday. I did six.
Awesome.
Well, I did three on Tuesday. But six. 8.5.
That is so good for you.
I've got to lose the weight. That's why my back hurts.
Oh, yeah. Problem well, not only is, in your goal to lose
on
some weight.
On my walk is nothing but pasta shops.
Yeah. Pasta shops.
Yes.
What's a pasta shop?
Anybody that serves Italian.
I know. And your little hangout is an Italian restaurant where you and your buddies go.
I was having a conversation the other day with somebody, and I was like, so what do you like? And, you know, just what is it that you do and this stuff? And then I hear, how much pasta do you eat? It's like, what kind of question is that? Mm. Irritating.
Not enough.
Who was it yesterday? Or Nikita.
Yep.
Nikita says to me, hey, there's somebody who wants to give you some free dance lessons because they hear you're heavy. 10 free lessons.
Oh, okay. Dancing is great cardio. But you don't need it. You're getting all your steps in now. You're getting great cardio. It's great for your weight loss goals, but it's also just so good for your heart and your body. Our bodies were meant to move.
By the way, so back to why I was irritated with you. So I thought, well, I can protect the staff by purchasing rose water wipes. So I could at least cleanse my body.
Yeah, because Lee and I were talking. I share with him, like, when I go to a workout class, I'll keep, like, face wipes. I think the brand I use is, like, a Burt's Bees. You know, face makeup remover wipes. But I'll use them, and I'll wipe kind of down my chest and my pits if I'm headed somewhere else right after. Yeah. If I've done a really sweaty workout. Like, I'll wipe my face off, then, like, my pits, kind of my chest. Anywhere I've sweated quite a bit. Sweat.
And I, you know, this is more or less temporary space for us at the moment. But we'll be here for a little bit. We don't have offices. You and I don't have individual offices. So I just left them near the coffee maker. A clean, brand new pack.
This is something that irritates me.
Oh, God. Why is it here? This is for your butt. Well, it can be, sure. But it can be for other areas, too.
Hold.
Hold?
Keep talking.
Okay. Oh, you're going to go get them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't know what this is going to prove. Because, yes, it can be for your butt, but it can also be for the pits, as you said. Get your big butt. Okay, here we go.
I need to wipe it off. Let me do a little ASMR for those of you in the car. Watching ASMR people do that stuff on YouTube is weirder to me. I just like to hear the audio. Anyway. All right, so go ahead. You brought these wipes in, and you said, I've brought these because if I walk 2 miles, I might
smell
have perspired,
bad.
And yeah, I want to cleanse myself.
I want to cleanse myself. And
yeah.
Because there's no place to shower here. I wish there was a gym nearby. I'd join just for the shower.
Yeah, right.
I would.
You've said for 100 years you hate gyms.
I do, but I need a shower.
You're uncomfortable working out in front of other people, but you'll shower in front of other men.
All day long.
Oh, cool.
Oh, wait a minute. Just men?
Yeah, Lee, they don't do co-ed showers at gyms in America.
We're not European?
We're not.
Well,
okay.
I'll have to rethink that.
So Lee says, I go, what are these? And he goes, these rose water wipes. He has them set. We have like a coffee station in our office with a Keurig and all the cups and all the accoutrement. And he's like, well, those are my wipes. And I go, get them away from our food station here. And he's like, why? And I said, those are butt wipes. I know they're not used, but still the concept is disgusting. Lee, I would be upset if you'd set Lysol wipes by our food. The two should never cross. So Lee goes, they are not butt wipes. They are body wipes. Let me read to you what it says on this package. I open it. It's called, the brand is Good Wipes. Flushable, which is your first sign. Flushable. I'm sorry, my Burt's Bees face wipes don't say flushable.
Well, okay. My career is flushable.
As soon as you open them, right here it says, because butts deserve better.
Yes.
Okay. And then also on the back it says, good for any and all restroom activities.
Sure.
Let's see. It does say a post-sweat sesh refresh.
Mm-hmm.
I think it means on your nethers. And then it also says, itchy butts, # leave nothing behind.
Yeah.
Pairs well with, oh, here we go. When your office, has kombucha on tap, but can't seem to distinguish between toilet and tissue paper. We're not wrapping presents in here, Bob. So.
I like this brand.
I do like this brand. They smell good. They're clean.
Sold me on it.
Flushable, legendary feel, big and thick, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. What's the BFF?
Oh, they're XL wipes if you've got a lot of ground to cover.
And I do. What's my favorite part? You're leaving out the best part.
What is the best part?
One of, you know, FWB.
For
friends.
With benefits?
Actually, this is fresh with benefits.
Oh, fresh with benefits.
FWB.
Oh, good.
I wish these guys sponsored us.
Good Wipes.
Good Wipes. Kroger brand.
Anyway. I'm sorry. I don't think any cleaning materials or anything that you wouldn't want on your food should be near it.
Now, how is that going to? This is sealed. How's it going to get near your food?
Whatever.
I'm not cleaning.
Fine.
I'm
going to bring sanitary pads and set them right next to the K-Cup pods and see if you've got a problem with it. It
wouldn't bother me.
I'm going to put Band-Aids there.
Are they brand new?
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
Do you want to look at that when you're making coffee in the morning?
That doesn't bother me.
No, there's an everything has its place. There's a place for everything. Everything in its place. Gotta get my phone out of my pocket. There we go.
Where do you want me to put it?
Somewhere else. I just think nothing should ever be. There's the cross contamination issue, and it's just
how
weird.
Is it going to be cross contaminated?
Okay, even if it doesn't cross contaminate, Lee, it's just not aesthetically pleasing. And it doesn't make sense organization.
You could wipe you're over there at the coffee station. Sometimes you get sticky because of the cream.
Mr. Spills.
Or because of the excitement. You get sticky. So then you got a wipe right there. You could pull it out and refresh.
Nua, let me just tell you something. I came to such a realization the other day and came to your aid, came to your defense, came to your needed glory. We move into this office. I set up the Keurig, which I bought. I set it up for the office. We're all ready to go. back at our old office, at least twice a week, I'd come in there and whoever refilled the water reservoir, because we have a big pitcher we fill up and then dump in the water reservoir, there would be water all under the coffee maker. Like whoever poured water in there got water everywhere. Yeah. And I'd be like,
knew it does that.
I don't pour water.
Uh-huh. So I'd say, say, oh my gosh, what is all this water? So I'd have to clean it up every day. And Lee would always be like, Nua. Because outside of me, Lee and Nua use the coffee pot the most. And Lee was like, oh, Nua, I'll have to talk to him about that. And he's serious. He acts like, oh, don't you worry, I got this. So then the first day here, I'm in the room setting everything up, organizing. Lee goes and fills up the pitcher, pours water into the pours half of it onto the counter. I go, what are you doing? He goes, what? Didn't even know he did it. I think you truly believe Nua spilled water because you didn't even know you had spilled a cupful under the coffee pot onto the table. And I go, it's been you this whole time. And Lee just looks at me with his like side eyes me and grins like, well, we've both learned something today. Well, it was me. So I said to him, I go, you always blame Nua. This is any issue with the coffee maker, you always blame Nua.
It's a flimsy attachment. Pitcher.
I pour it and have no spillage.
Well, you're not as excited to make coffee as I am.
You're right. Anyway, Nua, you are freed. You are acquitted. You are a lovely gentleman.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Trust me, he's done a lot of other things. All I do
name
is,
some.
I can't at the moment.
Yeah.
I will later. When we've gone past the release date of the confidentiality. You know that what was the movie I loved?
Don't do this to me.
It's the Ministry.
On the Line.
No.
Oh, the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, something like that.
Yes.
The new movie with them.
It's
you
so
loved it?
Good.
See, I want to see it.
It is.
I do want to watch that.
It's
Henry Cavill.
Now, a lot of folks are going to go, it's a ripoff of Inglourious Basterds.
Mm-hmm. That's the vibe I got just from the trailer.
Yeah. It is. It's
not a ripoff. I just thought, oh, this kind of reminds me. Oh,
it's the
me.
Same, though, as, hey, Nua, can you turn that down a little bit? It's a true story, though. I didn't know that part of it. So this was the first black ops operation in modern warfare where you had,
set in World War II.
If you wanted to, I would assume the Trojan Horse was the very first black ops operation.
Oh, that was fire.
Yeah.
They really got him there.
Yeah, and this is Churchill kind of going out on a limb. But what's interesting, one of the characters in it that works for the British military is a fellow by the name of Ian Fleming.
Ian Fleming.
And you know who he is?
Of course I don't.
Go ahead and tell the... What? What do you mean, no?
Remind me. It's ringing one little bell, but not too many.
He's the author of several books.
Uh-huh.
Spy novels. Ian Fleming.
Yes.
Yes. Mm. And, of course, his main character is a fella named...
Jack Reacher.
No.
Kidding. Guys, got you
but
all.
But guess who's in that?
Jack Ryan.
Alan
Richardson from Reacher, who I love.
He's in this.
Well, just tell me. I don't know.
He's the guy who created James Bond.
Oh, wow.
So he is a real person. Ian Fleming is a real person, and he was in World War II, and this was what he was part of, the very first Black Ops operation.
And do you think that's how he dreamed up James Bond?
Yes, and Henry Cavill plays the guy he based James Bond on. Because this guy, they had to get out of prison because he had done some things that were, let's say, selfish. But they knew he would get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
And because he was sort of a man's man.
Yeah.
That's who Henry Cavill is. And he rounded up his buddies that he could trust, and they carry out this mission, which changed the war because they're trying to stop Nazi U-boats, submarines, from destroying American shipping that's helping the war effort, including bringing, now that the Yankees were in it, sailors and soldiers over to the fight in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And
this
was very important to get this done.
Yeah. So you loved it.
I didn't love it.
Okay. Well,
but
I was
going to
say,
it.
This is the highest marks you've given a movie in a couple of years.
Well,
Most of the time when you see a movie nowadays, you're like, meh, it was all right.
I will tell you this. The fact that it's based on a true story makes me like it more.
Yeah, because you're
if
a history buff.
If this was thrown against the wall like Inglourious Basterds, I would not have liked it as much. No.
Sure. Okay. But you'd recommend it.
Yeah.
Cool.
If you like that stuff.
Yeah. And then Alan Ritchson. Yeah, I love him.
He's
from
great
Reacher.
In this. And it's a stretch for him. He's doing an accent. He's doing a Dutch accent.
What?
I think he's
in. He had a new movie that just came out a month ago, maybe with Hilary Swank in it.
And they
he's getting out there.
And they intimate that he's gay in this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a fascinating little tale. And my. Wow. Who's the girl?
He's going to talk about a lady. That's the sound. You always go, wow, when you're about to talk about a hot actress.
Who is that?
Aiza Gonzalez?
Oh, my God. I just discovered her.
You didn't discover her. Someone else did and then put her in the movies.
Yeah.
No, she is gorgeous.
I was watching a clip
otherworldly gorgeous
of Bert Kreischer's podcast. And he had my boy Brian Regan on there.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, tell us a youngin'. He had some other comic. Oh, he had the other comic. What is his name? I can't think of it, but he wears thick glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Papa, I think. Anyway, he's like, tell us a young up-and-coming comic that, you know, you guys like. And Tom said who he liked, some young guy. And then goes to Regan, and Regan goes, Taylor, what's her, you know who it is, female comic.
Taylor Sheridan? No, that's the maker of... That's a
Yellowstone.
Yep, sorry.
Guy. That's a dude.
Yeah, Taylor Tomlinson.
Yes. And he says that. And Bert jumps in. No! That's my... I've discovered her! I'm the one who discovered her! He goes, but anyway, back to your Taylor Tomlinson story. He goes, yes, I remember I met her the day before you did. I love Brian.
Oh, that's awesome. That is incredible. Yes, I remember it quite well. I remember the day before you
met her. Yeah.
Yeah, she had, does she still have it? She got her own show, like a late night show for a while. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it got shut down already or not.
I don't know.
I hope it didn't, but I just know a lot of those shows, you know, they'll give somebody a chance. And if it doesn't strike gold immediately, they cancel it. But it's like, you got to give people a chance to learn to know these people.
When you say a phrase, does it trigger memories? Like if you hear someone say a phrase, I go right to, like you just said, give someone else a chance.
Mm-hmm.
I think of Marty Feldman in Young Frankenstein when he's talking about his dad locking him in the, or he said, my dad would always be mad because I'm in the bathroom day and night.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing in there 12 hours a day as a young man? Would you give someone else a chance?
Oh, gosh. I mean, no, Lee, that's how most memories work is it's.
Oh, really?
Triggered by something else.
Connectivity is what you're suggesting?
What you just said is, when someone says a phrase, does it ever remind you of anything?
Yes, it
does. Not only I've never had that before, and I'd kill for it.
Mm. Well, that's how it works for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I finished last night Homicide New York, new series on Netflix, produced by Dick Wolf of Law and Order fame. He is the brain trust behind all Law and Order and all the spinoffs. But this is a true crime documentary, but it's about murders in New York City. And so it's interviewing all the detectives that talk about when they first walked in on the scene, how they solved it, it talks about the case and how they solved it. But then it talks about the detectives, how it affected them, and the DA is involved as well. And it's really good. I think it's 5 or 6 episodes. And they covered, the last episode covers a serial killer in New York in the 90s that I had never heard of. And it was really, really good. So that's what I just finished. So you watch real event inspired World War II fun movies to relax. I watch real death and destruction.
Do you think that Dick Wolf really enjoys seeing his name in the phone book, or does he hate it?
I don't think his name's in the phone book.
Just saying.
Why do you think he'd like that, Dick Wolf? Dick Wolf is a great name.
Because that's not how they list it in the phone book.
Wolf Dick. Yes. I love it. Wolf Dick. Oh, he looks it up every day. He's like...
There I am.
There she blows. Yeah. Yikes. Anyway, so that's something I've been watching as well. I would recommend it. Our mutual friend Devin has been sending me because he knows I love true crime. And so he texts me periodically. We text about our true crime shows. And he texts me earlier this week and his two recommendations that I'm going to start watching. One is on Hulu and it's called Under the Bridge. And he said it was amazing.
I just thought of the Red Hot
Chili
Peppers.
And he said it's based on real events. And then the other one on Netflix, he said, is What Jennifer Did.
What gender? Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
I've seen
one
it
advertised.
Pop up.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, so he said that. So if you're looking for a new true crime series, Homicide New York, What Jennifer Did, and Under the Bridge.
I may go watch that Rebel Moon show that I like. I like that first one.
Oh, okay.
Part two.
Oh, I was like, I may go watch that I like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's some good questions if you want to take a topic or two.
Oh, sure. Well, I didn't know. Do we want to talk real quick about, you had started to, and then we started talking about walking, about how things are going this week? Here at
Horrible.
Our new studio, our new station, who we're working with a whole new production staff, new administrative staff, everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, let's chat about it a little bit.
All right.
We moved in here last week.
Yep.
And we've been getting settled in the office.
I've been working little Nua like a rented mule. He had to get this thing set up, podcast, got to tear it down, move furniture.
Speaking of the brain trust, Nua is the only person in our office that understands.
Has any technical.
Yes. The rest of us just get glassy-eyed, afraid, start sweating. Mm-hmm. We need to use Lee's Good Wipes butt wipes. Because we're so, and yeah, so any of the IT guys at our new place that have come into our office and having to hook things up and so if Nua is not in the room, they ask us any question, we're all like,
see if we can get a hold of somebody.
What?
But I don't remember his phone number.
Yeah, I don't know Nua's phone number. I'll have to call him, get him in here.
Yeah.
But yeah, we couldn't have
done
it.
We're excited for folks to see the new look because it's fantastic. Yeah. Nua developed a new intro for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That'll happen. On Monday.
Yes.
He's also got to do another one for the middle of the show.
Yeah.
He doesn't know that yet.
Sure.
You know, and then I've got
I
some.
I have to do what?
Don't worry about
it. It's the old open.
Then he's got
to
do some.
You don't have to do anything.
Yard work at my place.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But no, so we've said it on social media, and I made a post about it to clear things up because a couple viewers had questions and thought we were leaving all our markets. Because if you don't know, the Lee and Haley Show, we started in our home market of Lexington, Kentucky in 2020, and then we quickly branched out into other markets, got some affiliates and some partner stations in North Carolina, Georgia, Mississippi, and also in Kentucky over in Bowling Green. And so this move, we just moved to a brand new office space and to a new studio and airing station in our home market of Lexington. So if you're in Lexington starting Monday, April 29th, or in central Kentucky, not just Lexington, the counties as well, you will now watch us at noon on Fox 56 beginning Monday, April 29th.
Lunchtime's the right time.
That's right, because if you remember, if you've been watching Lee and I for the nearly 10 years we've been working together, our old, old show before the Lee and Haley Show was a lunchtime show.
And yeah, what was our show? Bob and Bertha.
Bob and Bertha.
At noon.
Yeah. I'm Bob, you're Bertha.
Yes.
And so we're excited to get back to that time slot. Lunchtime, that's how so many people discovered our old show that led us to branch out on our own and start this show, because people were like, I love having lunch with you guys. And so it was so fun because, yeah, so if you watched in Lexington, you'll see us at lunch. And we air around lunchtime in some of our other markets as well. Mm-hmm. But to speak to that, if you watch us in any of the other markets, not our home market of Lexington, Kentucky, and we love you all the same. You're all our precious children. No change for you except because we're at this new station, we're shooting in their glorious, beautiful, amazing studio. So you're going to see
it's
a whole new look, new opens.
Technicolor.
Yes. New studio, new set, new lighting, new everything, new graphics. It's just going to, so for you, it's just going to look honestly like a whole new show because the whole look is going to be different. And we are elated.
But the same tired jokes.
The same tired jokes.
Yes.
Lee's going to say he went to Clubfoot to dance last night.
That's
his favorite joke.
Favorites.
He loves that joke.
Where are we going tonight? Clubfoot.
Clubfoot. Sure.
That rocks, that joke.
Club. Oh, yeah.
I did that joke back in my radio days.
Yeah. If the joke works, you're working hard.
I did a bit about it. Clubfoot.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
With the Dead Air Dennis.
Dead Air Dennis. We did some radio interviews here this week in Lexington to promote the move and everything like that. And we got to Lee's longtime radio buddy, Dead Air Dennis. We got to do a little spot with him on his radio show. Then Alan Cutler, a sports radio broadcaster as well. We got to be on there with him.
The legend. In his own mind.
He chased us down the hall to get us out of there. It was so crazy. But yeah, we thank them for helping us do that. And everyone that's shared good wishes to us.
Yeah.
So, okay, you want to take those questions?
Well, yeah, this one kind of ties into what we're talking about. It comes from Nikita. She says, best thing about Chevy Chase. Now, Chevy Chase is a neighborhood as to which the station and our offices are located.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. I love us being detached from the broadcast monster that is always running around. And, you know, I love our new affiliation.
What are you talking about?
I like that we're separate. I can walk downstairs into a studio It's like a little midtown. And then I could walk down another flight of stairs. And then I could go eat at many of the different restaurants.
No one knows what you're talking about.
Damiano isn't that far from
you
here.
You need to explain the way things are set up.
Well, we're on the third floor.
Yes.
The Lee and Haley offices are on the third floor. The studio is on the second floor. Yeah. We're detached emotionally. And, you know, I get to go down there and play big TV.
Yeah, we go down there
TV.
To do the studio and do the show. And then we come back up to our offices.
But this whole little area is called Chevy Chase.
Our neighborhood, yeah.
Yes. Named after, of course, the actor.
Of course.
Yeah. I don't know. Why did his parents name him Chevy Chase? Because there was a lot of neighborhoods named Chevy Chase.
Yeah, see, I don't.
Why did Albert Brooks' parents name him Albert when their last name was actually Einstein?
Shut up.
Yes.
It is?
Yeah. Yes. Albert and Dave Einstein.
Albert and Dave?
Super Dave Osborne. Bob Einstein is actually his real name. Yeah. They're brothers.
That is crazy.
Did you ever watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yeah.
And he was always Larry's nemesis.
Wow.
He's dead and he died recently.
Yeah.
But
they're
yeah.
brothers. I did not know that.
Albert and Bob are, you can see it if you look
No,
close
now that
enough.
You say it, I'm like, of course they're brothers.
Yeah. But their real name is Einstein.
Yeah.
And you know their father was a comic. And
they
he
didn't
died.
Name him Chevy. His name is Cornelius Crane Chase.
Oh, so he just did that. Do you know
that? Yeah, I wonder when he started going by Chevy.
Albert Brooks and Super Dave Osborne,
mm-hmm.
their father was a pretty well-known comic that was part of the Friars Club.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a killer set. I know Milton Berle was there. He goes up. He does his stuff. He sits down at the dais. I forgot who they were roasting. It was like Lucille Ball or somebody or Desi Arnaz. And he dies. After he finishes his set, he sits down and head on the table, dead on a doornail.
Oh,
ruin the night.
Gosh. Really ruin the night. Kill the vibe. So Cornelius, whatever his name is, Chase. Hang on.
Do you know he was in a little band?
Cornelius Crane Chase. He is now 80 years old.
Yeah.
Chevy Chase, 80 years old.
He was in a band with Donald Fagen.
He was?
Yep.
Okay, he was born in 1943, grew up in New York, blah, 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 blah. They were going to call him by one of those names. Well, he was named for his adoptive grandfather, Cornelius. The nickname Chevy was bestowed by his grandmother from the medieval English ballad, The Ballad of Chevy Chase.
There you go.
So there you go.
So he was in a band in college with his roommates. Donald Fagen is the one name I can remember.
Okay.
And the other guy. Chevy got kicked out of school, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Those two went on to create another band.
That's a good story.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that.
And that band is called Steely Dan.
Ah, nice.
Hey 19.
Mm-hmm.
Not all those great hits.
Yeah.
They had in the 70s.
Sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, we love our new neighborhood where our offices are. We are in, kind of a downtown metro area. We can walk to so many restaurants, bars, shops. What?
I'm going to tie this up for you.
Okay, tie it up.
Now, this
Little
is
bow.
Off the air. Steely Dan, you know where that name comes from?
Oh, we're back there. Where?
From a novel called...
The Ballad of Steel... No, what?
No. From a novel called Naked Lunch. William S. Burroughs.
And Lee and I were talking about William S. Burroughs right before we started recording.
Do you know what a Steely Dan is?
No, but I'm beginning to.
We can't say it because it's a toy.
Is it a children's toy? I'm beginning to think it's not. Yeah, I did a deep dive last night on Matty Healy, Taylor Swift's ex, because I was like, "What's she's writing all these songs about this guy? I got to learn about him." Well, then he said when he was a teen, he got into drug use because he was inspired by William S. Burroughs. And he was saying, and I don't wish that upon anyone. I don't want to be inspiring young kids to get into drug use like he inspired me. So I started reading about William S. Burroughs. So then I brought it up to Lee. Oh, my gosh. Literally right before we started recording, I talked about one of William S. Burroughs. He was a writer and kind of artist. And he wrote Naked Lunch. It was one of his most famous novels. OMG. And we just tied it up. Steely Dan from Naked Lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had Naked Lunch? Like, have you ever sat and had lunch naked? I have no idea what's in that book. I've not read it because I just found out about it last night. And then, but just based off the title,
I've
like
had a late night snack,
naked late night
but
snack.
Have I sat down with silverware? And
I don't mean in public, even
and
at
napkins.
Home. I don't eat naked.
Obviously, you can't do it in public.
Well, but as like at home, I can never.
As fun as it sounds,
I don't like to do. Interesting.
You don't like
never
to
had
do
a naked,
what?
Well, I was thinking about naked lunch. I'm like, what? Even if I'm standing at the counter, I'm always trying to dodge windows when I'm nude because I'm always scared a neighbor's going to see.
Me, I'm over it.
You're right by the window.
I mean, what is there to look at, really?
What an advertisement.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like you're going to be blessed.
Right. Yours is look away for your own safety.
Yeah, you're just going to see, well, that guy let himself go.
Yeah, sure.
When's the last time he worked out?
Yeah. Gosh. Naked lunch, everyone.
Naked lunch.
If you've done it, let us know what was on
the menu.
Please
write to us.
Please write to us and tell us about your naked lunch. How about this? Write in and tell us, we'll combine two things. Write in and tell us your most embarrassing naked stories.
What would be the worst thing to eat naked?
Anything with buffalo sauce on it.
Yeah.
Or a hot, like a hot chicken in your experience. Anything with a very hot sauce on it. It wouldn't burn your skin. And hot, I mean spice level.
I feel weird. Because
then if you get it on you, it would burn.
I feel weird eating without a shirt. And I guess I've done that. Like if you're at the pool or something.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, there's nothing better than, I saw a TikTok recently and it was like, man, there are parts of childhood we did not appreciate for what they were. And it was like, after you've been swimming at the pool, you go sit on those chairs by the pool, you wrap yourself up in a towel, and your mom opens the cooler and hands each of you a sandwich and chips and a drink. And you're sitting there in the sun, maybe a little cold, your hair's wet, you're in that towel, and you're eating a delicious cold cut sandwich. I was like, oh my God, I did that a million times when I was a kid. What a simple joy.
We should do it.
So but
a
to that
challenge.
Point, I've never eaten naked sandwich or topless lunch either.
We should do a challenge where the loser has to fry bacon naked.
Oh,
you gotta do it.
That hurts
for like
me already.
I've done it topless, and boy, did I pay for it.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I could get away with it. Then it started popping.
Are you doing the awkward lean thing where
yes.
you're far
like,
away but lean?
Oh, ow, oh,
yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. This random shout out that will mean nothing to anyone, but it'll mean something to my first cousin, Aaron. Grease me up. Ooh. I think it was from The Simpsons, and they had on The Simpsons at their house, and we were not allowed to watch that show at our house. And I remember we were like probably 10 or 12, and we were cracking up, and there was a scene where they were rubbing grease on someone to help them slide through something. And for months after that, we would all say it to each other, grease me up.
I heard the other day, Patrick Warburton, who is on Family Guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He admitted that his mother has tried to cancel the show repeatedly. She's on the American Television Council, which is the guardians of decency.
And she's tried to cancel it?
And he goes, the irony of it all is the money I get from the Family Guy paid for her house. It pays for her lifestyle.
Sure. You can't bite the hand that feeds you, Mom.
Yeah. And it's like, he said, it's like she's laundering money that goes back to her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm putting up this front where we got to shut down the Family Guy because it's horrible. She goes,
she's
I don't
like,
care that my son's on it. It needs to be canceled.
But, I
but
love
she's,
Family Guy.
I say, but she's accepting money from Family Guy.
Mm-hmm. Like every American politician.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, one more and then we'll be wrap her up.
Yeah, what's the worst haircut you've ever received?
Oh, we did that one a few weeks ago.
Well, then we're not going to do it again then.
Well, because I told the story about that. Well, it wasn't a haircut exactly. It was the bleach job I got where I nearly had to buzz my head off like V from Vendetta.
Actually, I'm getting a haircut later today.
Are you really?
Yes.
Where? On your body?
On the top of my head.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm just
getting it cut.
Okay. Well, I just didn't know. Yeah. If you do strictly waxing everywhere else, if you just get trims.
Yeah, that's what I do. I get these tiny,
you get your chest hair
tiny scissors.
She combs it out and goes.
Yep. That's how you do
it. I like to keep a little, but I want to keep it close.
It is all. I almost find it shocking to see a hairy man now.
Oh, because you now
in entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, most guys aren't hairy.
Yeah.
They're
like a dolphin now.
Waxing, yes.
Well, then say that when you are standing by the window at your house and someone sees you naked. Be like, I may not look great, but if you could feel this skin, I am as smooth as a dolphin.
Aerodynamic.
I am aerodynamic. I could jump down from here.
Like a Volkswagen bus.
You are not body dysmorphia, which is a real thing. And if you have it, Godspeed.
I will prove to you on our first show, everybody watch the episode. There was something that happened to me that will negate and shut down the nonsense that you and Bridget try to put in my head about body dysmorphia.
I'm not saying you don't need to lose weight.
Oh, how dare you? My God. If I said that to you.
I'm saying I agree with you. I'm not saying, Lee, you have not been taking care of yourself. And you know that. You've shared that with us.
I walk 38 miles.
I know, Lee, but and that's great. But before that, you've said every day, I'll be like, when you've been like, I'm going to start my diet the next day. I'm like, what'd you do last night? You're like, biggest bowl of pasta competition. And I won. I closed the place down. So you haven't been really treating your body like the temple that it is.
What are you talking about?
So
pasta's
I'm not saying
delicious.
You're not wrong that you could get more fit. And I'm not telling you that as an outsider, like, hey, man, you're really going to lose weight. I'm saying I see what you're saying, that you want to trim up and get more fit. Great. Sounds good. Mm-hmm. But the way you portray it as if Tub you're on 1,000-pound sisters. Okay.
Well, what's the difference? We both are very unattractive.
Oh, that's mean.
Oh, I don't mean it for them.
Oh, then who do you mean it for?
Me and you.
What?
That's right. I've been meaning to talk to you about
Have you?
This. Yes.
Okay, cool. Anyway, but I'm saying to the you talk about yourself so negatively. You know, and you are what you think. I just don't, Bridget,
yes.
I don't like that you talk so negatively as if you can't get through the doorway.
No,
you,
that's not what the
I
you
agree
guys
with
don't
you
care
and
about
see
the
what
negativity.
You're saying about getting fit.
You want to argue with me that I have body dysmorphia, that I'm seeing something that is not in reality. And the truth is, yes, it is. And I have empirical evidence that I will present Monday.
But I've agreed with you
on
that,
our
yes, you could get more fit. Go ahead. Do it. I agree with you. Do you not want me to agree with you on your fitness journey? Like, yeah, man, get fit.
No, I want you to deny it.
Oh, okay.
But
so you want
Bridget
and I... I don't
want you to classify it with some sort of psychosis, body dysmorphia.
What
I
if
want
it's
you to
something
just
called
say,
like...
You know what? You're beautiful no matter what size you are.
You are.
That's how I would say it to you,
Lee,
or Bridget.
You are beautiful no matter what size you are. Okay. So do you want, what do you want me to do? I'm trying to make
I just gave you the roadmap to my heart.
Okay, all right. So deny, so it, what do I do though every time you talk shit about yourself and say that you're as big as a blimp when in reality you're not? I just think your perception of your weight loss needs and goals is really out of proportion.
Well, that's your opinion.
Okay.
When the empirical evidence
but, like,
shows
up, you force
up
me into
on
responding.
Monday show.
You make us talk about it all the time.
I don't make you talk
okay.
about it.
You know what? And I broke my vow because months ago I said I'm not going to engage in this conversation with you anymore. I'm back to it. Anytime you bring up your weight and weight loss, I'm just going to go. I'm just going to say what you just said. You are beautiful, no matter what size you are, which is true about every human. But
that
you,
would get me to shut up. I think.
Cool. Then that's all I'll say.
But instead of you guys try to label me like I have a mental illness. And I don't. I'm looking right at
What if it was called cutie psychosis?
Cutie psychosis?
My friend and I recently coined that term because she texted me because she and I have very similar anxieties.
That'd be a great name for a girl's band.
Cutie psychosis. Don't you dare take that from me. I love it. I made up that term. My friend and I have very similar anxieties, and some of it is like sometimes, and a lot of people that have anxiety know this, you can't do the simplest task. Like, you can do a million things, but there'll be this one thing that you know is going to take you 2 seconds. And for her, she messaged me and was like, I got an email in my personal inbox today. I know it's a positive email, but I cannot open it. I cannot open it. I just can't deal with it. I can't do it. It's been sitting there for 3 days. I'm texting you because I know you deal with the same thing, LOL. And I was like, oh, I totally get that. Sometimes just the smallest thing, just reading an email, but it'll mean I have to respond to it. And it's a whole thing. So she was like, there's got to be a name for this. And I said, it's cutie psychosis. I've diagnosed us both. And she was like, oh, a badge of honor, an adorable illness. And I was like, exactly. So like, maybe Bridget and I will just say, you've got cutie psychosis. You're cute and you're psycho, and that's okay.
All right, whatever. However you want to sell it. By the way, Bridget and Nikita have walked into the room because they're hungry.
Okay. Well, Bridget's got to leave because she's got an appointment. Yeah, we're filming like right by the door to our office. This is how we can keep our employees to work longer.
Mm-hmm. They can't.
We just start recording right here. Honestly, let's move our chairs. The door's right over here if you're watching on the video. We'll just block them entirely. No, we can't. Okay. Bridget, you can walk through if you need to leave for your appointment. Bridget actually does have a time constraint.
We're wrapping up, though, Bridget, unless you really got to go.
Okay. Thanks for making this awkwardly. She could have already gone. But
anyway, let's thank Damiana.
All right. Go ahead.
Our sponsor for making the Lee and Haley Overtime Podcast possible, located at 503 South Upper Street in Lexington. They got pizza, pasta, beer, and bourbon, and the best happy hour in town. Go by, try some of their world-famous dishes. It is so good. 503 South Upper Street, Damiano. Best pasta, pizza, beer, bourbon in Lexington.
Yes. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you listen wherever you get your podcast, rate, review, subscribe. If you're watching on the Kentucky Sports Radio YouTube channel, we appreciate it. And if you didn't know, yes, the video version of this podcast gets up every single week on the Kentucky Sports Radio YouTube channel. Follow us on social media as well. Just search Lee and Haley on your favorite platform. And brand new look from a brand new studio. All new episodes of the Lee and Haley Show starting Monday, April 29th. Anything else, Lee?
I'm seeing what Nikita ordered on Amazon.
Oh.
Just got an email.
Okay. Well, I'm going to send everybody out with that ASMR. Guys, have a great day. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Lee.
You're
that
welcome.
Was a fart noise from him. Goodbye, everyone. Thanks for listening. We're done.